And a good morning to you. You're listening to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. I'm Garrett Giles. It's time for a community connection on this Wednesday morning, being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. We have Bridget on the phone talking about Kitty Park and their event this weekend. I heard we're going back in time, Bridget.
We are going back in time. We are going back to the 70s.
Oh, man. That sounds like a good time. What could you tell me about that?
Well, we have our second annual 70s night this Saturday night, the 26th, from 7 to 10. And it is such a good time. We tried this last year. So many of the community came out to support us, and it was so much fun.
And people looking to come out this weekend, when do they need to be there?
Okay, we will be open. The event is from 7 to 10 Saturday evening. We have some special things going on again this year. We have the Oldies and Goodies Car Club coming out and bringing muscle cars and their hot rods. We also have joining us this year is the Defenders Motorcycle Club, bringing out a Uriah bikes for everybody to enjoy.
Sounds like a good time. Are you going to see some of the cars from like the 70s as well?
As well we are, because those of us from the 70s remember the days where the guys would get the cars and soup them up and, you know, bring them to school and be out on, you know, dragging around on Friday and Saturday nights. And a lot of those cars will be there.
What's your favorite car from the 70s?
You know, it would probably be the Trans Am.
Trans Am? Why is that? Why do you like the Trans Am so much?
It was just in that style that year with Smokey and the Bandit was going on, and it was a big to-do, and seemed like a lot of the kids were getting the Trans Ams and the older ones and those different body styles, and they just looked cool, and they were fast.
Sounds cool and fast indeed. Hopefully the event isn't that fast. It doesn't go by that fast, because always you want to have memories that last a lifetime and you want it to last as long as possible. Of course, you said that 70s night at Kitty Park is going to take place from 7 to 10 p.m. on Saturday. Kitty Park located at 205 South Cherokee Avenue. Who all can attend this event?
You know what? This event is open to the public. Anyone and everyone can come out and enjoy it. We have Steve Sherrick will be rocking the 70s in full DJ form that night. And actually, he'll be in the pavilion that is sponsored by KWON. We also will have some giveaways that night for the adults and the kids. On the adults, we have a 50-50 going on. It's $1 a ticket. Somebody will win half the pot. We also have a donation area set up for people to come out and donate and help give back to the kitty park. And that comes when you donate, that does come with a gift. For the kids, though, we have a free gift for the kids while supplies last, and we also will allow them to have a chance for a drawing for a family pack. And that family, there'll be four of them given away. The kids will receive a ticket, and they have a chance to win free tickets and concessions. And speaking of concessions, they will be open and going strong. And you cannot forget the cotton candy and the snow cones and the popcorn and the cold drinks when you come out to the kitty park. It's just part of the Bartlesville kitty park.
And you got all those sweet rides, too, that people can ride on.
Most definitely. And as some people may not know, a couple of years ago, they added a 9-hole miniature golf course too, so it gives the parents something else to do with the kids, or the older kids that come along with the family. They have a chance to go out and play a few rounds of miniature golf, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, I played that mini golf a couple years ago, if not last year, with my future bride and future brother-in-law, and I had my phone in my fiance's bag, and she picked it up, and it slid across the court, and it broke. That's my memory of that, but it was fun indeed, aside from that.
Well, hopefully that won't happen this time.
Hopefully not indeed, but it is fun, I agree. The moral of the story is that the mini-golf is fun there. And, of course, what are some of the rides for those that haven't been to Kitty Park? What can they expect when they get there?
Well, we have a roller coaster. We have a train that goes around the outer perimeter of the kiddie park. We have the merry-go-round. We have bumper cars. We have a little turtle ride. We have the boats in the water that have been there since I don't know when, because I rode those when I was a kid in the 60s. A lot of the rides that we have out there go back so many years with so many memories, and that's the best part about the kiddie park. We walk around and talk to everybody that comes in, find out where they're from, and the best part of visiting with people is the memories and the generations we hear about from everybody that comes on the park. And it's almost like you're going back to yesteryear when you're visiting with them, because you have some of the same memories and some of the same stories, and then they're adding special stories of theirs. And it's just a wonderful feeling to see people from all over come back to the kiddie park and bring their second, third, fourth generation.
Yes, Kitty Park will always have a special place in the hearts of Bartians and those that come to the area. Like I said, I've had my fair share of memories. You've had your fair share. I'm pretty sure plenty of people that are listening with us this morning could tell us a few stories, too, if we were to allow them to be on the air as well. Looking back in time as well, as mentioned, we're talking about the 70s night, second annual at the Kitty Park here in Bartlesville. Will people be able to dress in their 70s attire? Would that be permitted?
Exactly. They can dress up in their 70s attire. We will actually be in 70s attire that evening. And we just have a lot going on. The music and it was amazing last year who all came out that we hadn't seen in 40-plus years and enjoyed the music from our high school days. And as we have grown up, we have raised our kids on the same music. So it is so much fun to visit and dance and enjoy everybody's company and just bring back the old times. And it's such a relaxing, fun atmosphere. We also are preparing for next year at this time, and the kiddie park will actually be 75 years old next year.
That is quite a birthday there for the kiddie park. You guys got any big plans for that?
We are working on our celebration at this time, and we have some great plans for next year at the kiddie park. And this fundraising actually helps us meet our goals. And the fundraising for this weekend, as per usual, is just donations. And we'll have people set up on a table to help with donations and your free gift. And like I said, bring the kids out if you have them. If you don't, that's fine. Come join us. It is so much fun. You can bring a lawn chair if you'd like to and just sit and enjoy the music and visit with old friends.
Now, take me back to 1970 again. Of course, I'm a 1995 baby, so I don't know much about the 1970s, but what can you tell me about that decade?
The 1970s, oh my word. Best time of our lives. The music was great. The cars were hot. The atmosphere was such a positive feeling at the time. And, you know, we need to go back in time and get that back going again. And it's just everybody just laughs and giggles and enjoys each other's company and enjoys the music. Great looking at all the old cars and bringing back great memories.
And we're talking with Bridget with the Kitty Park. They're getting ready for the second annual 70s night at Kitty Park, located at 205 South Cherokee Avenue in downtown Bartlesville. Bridget, what else should people know about this event?
The admission is free. The rides, we now take credit card and debit cards for ride tickets. So that helps big time with people who don't carry a lot of cash. Concessions are still cash only, but that really helps us get people in there when they don't have that much cash on them. They can always put it on a debit card or a credit card. It's just a great atmosphere. Like I said, it just takes you back in time. There's some rides I would love to ride again. I just cannot quite fit into them anymore or too old to ride them anymore for the next day.
Yeah, I can understand that. I think I tried riding a couple of them too, and it made me a little nauseous, one, because I'm not used to riding roller coasters anymore, and two, I'm too big for them, as you said. But that's no reason to not come out with your kiddos or maybe a grandchild and take them to Kitty Park this Saturday for the 70s night.
Or even just come out and bring your family and friends, even if you don't have kids. Just come out and have a great time.
Right. Like you said, there's going to be music there. There's going to be food. You can just walk around. It's going to be a good time, like you said.
Yes, it is. It's definitely a good time. We won a top last year. We had a great turnout last year. So much fun. 3 hours flew by so fast. And we just decided, you know what, we need to make this annual. It was just a great getaway and a great outing for everyone in Bartlesville and the surrounding area. And just too much fun.
And, of course, too, we were talking with Bartlesville City Councilman yesterday, Paul Stewart, about the new splash pad that's pretty close to the kiddie park, too. Do you think that will be on for the kiddos to enjoy during the event?
You know, I don't know if it'll be on or not, but we have seen it, and it is phenomenal. I actually saw some when I was in town a couple of weeks ago. It was so much fun to see even the runners running around, and then that's their last run was they trampled through that splash pad just to cool off on their way back down the road.
Yeah, it would be a pretty cool thing for a kid to just run around, do the rides, then go get wet for a little bit at the splash pad, then come back, maybe get a snow cone and play some mini golf. That's just the ideal location for kids and families moving forward throughout the years to come. As you said, you guys have been doing it for 75 years, and it's only getting better there at Kitty Park.
It is, and we're wanting to expand, and that's another part of the donations, and just, you know, just set things up a little differently, and but keeping the old nostalgic definitely there.
And when you talk about expansion, do you care to elaborate what that expansion looks like?
We're looking at different new rides and some, you know, just growing a little bit and making it a little more activities for families to come out and enjoy. And that's part of our goal, is to keep the old and bring in a little new.
Can't go wrong with that, keeping the old and keeping the new, just trying to get everything going to make Kitty Park even more and more interesting as it has been over the years. Again, we're talking with Bridget with Kitty Park, talking about the second annual 70s night taking place this Saturday from 7 to 10 p.m. This is a community connection being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tall Grass Motors. Bridget, is there anything else that you would like to add before we let you go today?
No, I think it's just a fun activity for everybody to come out to Saturday night. We hope to see everybody there. Just don't hesitate to come out. Come on out and join us. Have the best time ever.
Thank you, Bridget, for your time. Again, this was a community connection here on K1 being brought to you by Arnold Moore and Tall Grass Motors. Get on out and see them at the Kitty Park this Saturday for 70s night, or get on out and see them just in general when they are open.
Thank you so much.
No problem. We'll talk to you later, Bridget.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tall Grass Motors. Tall Grass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tall Grass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tall Grass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tall Grass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.